And it is beautiful today. Afternoon. This is your weather report. Sunny skies, some clouds, but just enough clouds to make it nice and dramatic looking. And blue sky, but the real good news is that it has cooled down a lot. It's very comfortable. I'd say it's got to be low 80s, maybe even just the high 70s. That's good news for me because the air conditioning in my car is still out. And because I'm a cheapskate and because I like to do things myself, I sort of regret the idea that I might actually have to take it to somebody to get it fixed. But I'm pretty sure that what's wrong with it is something that I can't fix. I'm pretty sure that the compressor has gone out, which I can't do that because you have to drain the lines, and all that has to be done in a very specific way or it's going to kill you, maybe. So, crap. Got to get that taken care of. But it's good on an afternoon like this that you got a cool breeze going on and all is right with the world. And I'm actually pretty excited because, as it turns out, I was just in Best Buy. And I was going for something really minor. And I just happened to wander over to the audio section. And they had the USB condenser mic that I've been looking at getting online. And anybody that knows me, you know that I am ridiculous when it comes to knowing everything I can possibly know about anything I'm going to be buying well before I buy it. And essentially, my iPhone's doing something strange. There we go. And essentially, I've been sort of watching this particular thing for a while. And as it turns out, it's there in Best Buy. And usually, they don't carry anything like that. Usually, Best Buy, they don't have the USB mics. This is all terribly interesting. I know you're excited. But what this actually means, the good news is that I might be doing doing the Skype calls, the conference call, the conversation, the Twitter coming together of brains that I've been talking about for a while. The thing is I love conversation. I miss the Noosphere podcast. It was good while we had it, and it was, you know, that was great. I think it was cool that we kind of went out on top. But I do, more than anything else, more than the fact that it's a podcast or anything like that, what I miss is the conversation, you know, talking to Eric and talking to Lisa and talking to Starzy. It was fun. And then, of course, all the great guests we had was always fun. So that's really what I miss. I'm not even really thinking so much podcast as I'm thinking I want to talk to people. And now because of Twitter, there's such a large community out there full of people that that I'd like to talk to. And I mentioned something about it. If you don't know what I'm talking about so far, I mentioned something last week about the possibility of doing this and having a conference call with a few people, some sort of, you know, notable and worth listening to Twitterers out there. Having a conference call on Skype and just sort of tackling a topic, you know, tackling some huge sort of sweeping coolness like, I don't know, transhumanism or consciousness or, you know, you name it. Just all these awesome sorts of things. And the response that I got was super, super enthusiastic, and it sort of surprised me. So I thought maybe it's a good idea. I'll let you know how it goes. I'm anxious to get home and test out the new mic and see how clear it's going to be. Then I got to figure out the whole recording issue, which I think I can manage. But that's going to be my evening tonight. I got a bunch of stuff I need to do this weekend. I might go visit my parents. As a matter of fact, probably will. Pretty much updates me. Haven't done one of these in a while, so sorry for my absence. Got to do that, and I got to update the blog. Isobon's Journal has not been updated in quite some time. I have been remiss, and I beg forgiveness. Send me an email, isobon, isoban@gmail.com. Check out Isobon's Journal, isobon.blogspot.com. I'm anxious to hear from you. Let me know what you think, and have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day.